در معانی قسمت و اعداد نیست. Here it's written اعداد and اعداد means numbers. But اعداد means quantification, I believe. Could you say that? اعداد is quantification somehow. Something like that. So it's both of them there. There is no quantification, there is no division, there is no counting in the meaning. In the meaning, there is no analysis and singling out. This is how I translate those words, not partition and individuals to me, because tajziyeh is a part of an human act in the time of Rumi, which is tajziyeh wa tahlil, means analysis. Here he refers to that somehow. And Ifrad has two meanings again. One is separation, individualism. The other one is the act. Remember last paragraph we were talking about isolation, cutting all your relations and getting out of there? That's Ifrad. Is doing it. It's more than that. When these appear in some becoming the holy people to us, when they become unique, we say they are fard. And we use that label as a very good term in Sufism. It became fard, yes. That's the verb of Ifrad. That's the three alphabet again is there. We'll come back to that. So, they say, listen, all this Ifrad, I'dad, a'dad, analysis, separation, individualism, counting, quantifying, none of this exists in this universe that we want to talk about. Remember, we are not talking about your life. I know you're disappointed and you love the center of our attention, but we are not. To be honest, we don't give a damn about a single person's life. We are looking for a quality for life which is applicable to all of us. That's what we believe. So, we could explain it like this. Let's change the reality of your life the way you wish it. Okay? Do you think you will be happy? There are some problems that you haven't foreseen. For example, in your wish list there was becoming a millionaire, right? And you didn't count the point that for you it's a little bit late to become a millionaire. Because all the younger fellows in the family, they will look at you as an obstacle for reaching to that money. If you die, they will inherit your money, right? But you don't count on that, do you? No, you don't really. You see it in a way. But anyhow, let's change it the way you like it and eliminate all your families and inheritance and all that. Then what would happen? Could you promise that you will live a happy life, you will be a happy man? Nobody could make that promise. Imagine we could change the meaning of your life for you. Then what would happen? That's what we are trying to do. Not really trying to change the meaning of life for you. Because we know you're the silly person. You declared it before and you're exposed now. You don't get it. There is one meaning to life. We are not here to create the meaning for life. Life has a meaning. If you turn off all your illusions, then you will see that meaning. And it will change the quality of your life. This is how it works. So remember for the next time, this verse is a homework for you. We'll say, in the universe of meaning, we don't do that logical stuff. What we do, let's see what we do.
Sweet is the oneness of the friend with his friends. Catch the foot of spirit. Form is headstrong.
I don't think the English will do it, because the Persian is so beautiful here. First of all, yes?
No, it's a question about the previous verse, anything spiritual. What's the word here? I don't see a word for anything spiritual. Is it ma'ani?
Yeah.
Ma'ani? Yeah, both are ma'ani. You could read the ma'ani at the other side.
Yes,
yeah,
so
it's
ma'ani.
It's both are, yes. It's the ma'ana. Yeah. In ma'ana, there is no quantities, blah, 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 all that.
So it's the word of meaning, or is in Persian ma'ani used as spiritual?
No. It's ma'ani.
In the word of meaning.
Yes, meaning. We don't use even that word you use very, very often, ya'ani. Because you start something with ya'ani, you mean something different.
Yeah.
Means you explain yourself differently. For us, ya'ani means it means. It's completely different. But here is just ma'ani. No, it's a meaning. Now, another verse, the next one to that, he said, you know what is pretty, or happy, or beautiful, or desirable? All those words come to khosh. Khosh is Persian. Now it's difficult for you as well. It's khosh. And you know what is the most famous use of this khosh? The word of happiness, sweet, lovely, lovingly, pretty, beautiful. Mainly is khoshhal. Khoshhal means happy. Remember hal, which is an Arabic word, and we talked about it. We Persian, we add a khosh, and this is feeling good to us, because khosh to us is pretty, is beautiful, is nice. And if your hal, your moment, your instant is pretty, then you're happy. So we say, how is your hal? Ah, something could happen. I'm very khoshhal. Means I'm very happy. Means my moment is pretty. And that khosh we use it very carefully. Very carefully. The other most popular way of using khosh is in khoshgel. Khoshgel in Persian means pretty. If you want to write down in a story that I saw a pretty lady in the street, you say, "Man ye zane khoshgel dina." You know, gel is earth, is the mud. Khoshgel means the mud is lovely. Means I saw somebody whose physical existence was pretty. Only physical existence. When we want to refer to non-physical existence, beauty, we have another word, ziba. And I never confuse this. Iranian, they confuse it with each other, because it's a little bit, both are used, and they don't look at that khoshgel, which is the material is good. Imagine you see something, you say the material is good, or you see something and you say, this is beautiful.